In today's episode of Driving Nowhere Deadly, our brave alpha testers prepare to hack and slash their way to glory. Can Topaz, Fitz, Candace, Tardor, Candoran, and their new friend find the wizard and defeat him in time? Join us and find out!
Faye, you're gonna be Dungeon Master and playing with us at the same time. Do not use your Dungeon Master privileges to mess everyone up.
I promise.
What's your character name again?
I don't know. Here, just let me look up something on Google Translate real quick.
Okay, Thomas here is a buff elf. That's all we're going to say.
Just a buff elf.
What's his name?
Candoran.
I'm never going to be able to remember that, so expect me to call you Cadence instead.
Cadence?
That's the name of
What am I in? I'm in Drumline now? This isn't roleplay.
I can't pronounce your name. Just expect me to call you Cadence.
Candoran. I literally typed a ton of letters together and it came out like that. I'm like, oh, that worked.
Okay. I'm gonna, my dragonborn characters, her name is gonna be Fitz.
Fitz. You know, is she like having Fitz, a fit?
Like, Fitz, F-I-T-Z, because it's
okay.
I was just breaking up a name as fast as possible. Alrighty.
Okay, my character is a green dragonborn named Topaz. Sorry, I keep wanting
call
to
call him Paz. His name is Paz.
He goes by his last name, which is Paz, so let's just continue.
So,
Dungeon Master, go!
Alrighty, so these characters, you guys have gotten a letter from the Magical Adventurers Magic Guild. A flappa. And they have told you to try and fight an evil wizard, the Dark Wizard Dorkman.
I think it's funny how they're sending people who don't even know what they're doing to, like, a dark wizard.
This is, like, the first try, and he wasn't that much of a threat anyways. They think.
This is a test trial just to see how well we'll do. They're like, if they die, at least they weren't that impressive.
If they die, we'll know that they aren't good at adventuring. So you arrive at the castle. My character, Fitz, she's here with you guys. You know, you walk in, it's like this grand, huge foyer with at least 12 chandeliers. And one big one. This huge foyer. Big. Golden gilded staircase leading up to the second floor, and you guys make it up to the very top floor of the center tower.
There's That's a lot of effort.
Four towers, three on the outside and one on the inside of the castle. So yeah, you make it up to the very top tower and you find the wizard. He's dressed in a purple robe and a really tall pointy hat, but it looks really dorky on him.
Very fashionable.
No.
I agree. Look, I wear a purple, like, coat cloak thing that you already...
It's a really gross, like, unsaturated purple
that's
kind of a
That's my purple.
Little, that's kind of a little more of, like, orangey, somehow.
Somehow?
Yeah, it's gross. It's a gross purple, okay? That's all you have to know. So yeah, you meet the wizard, and he's just sitting there staring at himself in a mirror. There's tons of mirrors in this room, for whatever reason.
It's my place. Whew!
Yeah, he just loves looking at himself in these mirrors.
I can relate.
You guys step in, and you make a noise as you step in, because you're unexperienced.
Stop.
Hey guys, how's it going?
Freaking buff elf walks in,
like
stop.
Paz the rogue, he'd probably be just fine and dandy, but I'm sorry. You crack the tiles as you walk along. This is not normal. You're weird. Okay, so the Dark Wizard Dorkman turns around and sees you guys, and he's like, oh, what the heck are you doing in my house, man? And then...
Man, dude, thing.
Whatever the heck you are. Then he pulls out three potions and throws them at you.
I thought you were going to be like, drink this. It's not that bad.
And throws them at you and splashes them all over you. Yeah. So you guys are shrunk to like five, this tall, pencil tall. You're shrunk to pencil tall. Yeah. You're pretty darn small. And then he looks at you, kind of snickers a little bit, like, ha, suckers. And then he poofs. He's gone. Poof. And that is your situation. What do you do? So you're at the top of the highest tower.
Can I roll to see if I can cry?
You don't have to roll to see if you could cry. You can just... No, roll. Just roll. Just do it. You got a 3. You cry, but only a little bit. It's like you tried to act dramatic, and it backfired.
No.
You fell down the staircase.
I ugly fake sob.
Fitz stares at you like, what the crap?
I was sitting like slowly backing away.
Oh, can also, I roll to see if he falls down the stairs?
No, I'm going to roll for that. It'd only be one stair, he's too small.
Just smack.
No, well,
she
doesn't
roll a 20.
He doesn't roll down one stair, he rolls down at least 5. And he gets hurt a little bit too, because that, ouch.
So how much HP does it take off?
2. Okay. So he's at 18 health. Oh my goodness.
I'm gonna use a die to keep my health.
This is a great start.
I'm sorry, this
is how D&D really should start.
Okay. So also, some more information. Paz and Fitz are actually dragonborn cousins.
Hi, cousin. I'm just a random person they met.
We're twin cousins.
So we're twin cousins. Met in the grocery store, like, cracking the tile.
Get out! You want some money? Yeah, come with us, we'll fight a wizard.
Okay, pay off so you're
all
5
the
steps
from
down.
Breaking floors. Just, dang, I'm in so much debt.
Oh man, I should have gotten a grappling hook for one of my objects. Anyways, that has nothing to do with anything. So Paz and Fitz are at the top of the staircase. And what's his name again?
Kendoran.
Okay. He's 5 steps down. And a little bruise.
I'm just gonna call you Cadence because I'm never gonna remember.
Cadence.
Princess Cadence.
Of the Crystal Empire Super Buff Elf.
No. Let's not go.
Let's just end it there.
For those who cannot see this, I am in tears.
I've been in tears for a while now.
I'm fake sobbing. Ugly fake sobbing.
So bad, and then you fall down the stairs again.
Roll to see how many more stairs you fall down.
How many stairs? 13! You can't keep your health on the d20. Oh, it's not yours. Okay.
I was trying to figure out whose dice that was, because I'm like, these are obviously his, the cursed metal dice that hate me.
Okay, let's say he gets 1 more point of health down, because that's just not fair. He gets more than that.
Take your health potion.
No! It's a waste, I think. I don't know, is it?
It probably is.
Okay. So, do you guys follow him? I follow him.
You guys are chasing me down the stairs. Thomas, come back!
He's just rolling down. He's a slinky.
So
okay, wait. Okay, I'm gonna stay above in that room.
Trust me. No.
Dang it.
So, you guys roll down a flight and come across the second highest room, and there's this big, freaking, tabby, fluffy Maine Coon cat, and he sees you. And instant predatory instincts activate.
Okay, so we're gonna go around in a circle to to take turns.
Yeah, well, I kind of like the initiative system that D&D has. Let's do that.
We just roll to see who gets highest and then that person goes first.
Yeah, but remember your numbers. Okay, Chelsea, roll.
6.
Okay, she got a 6. Thomas, what did you get? 10. Alright, and then I roll a 18. Oh, shoot.
That means Morgan goes first.
Also, what does a cat roll? Cat rolls a 4. Nice.
I'm just a before the cat.
No! This attack.
If you kill him, I'm going to murder both of you.
Okay.
I better roll a 20 to murder you if you kill that cat.
Okay. So the cat doesn't do anything. It just kind of... pupils go really big. Cat thing that sees you and it's like food. So I kind of like I ready my stuff, but I don't think I attack because don't quite know if it's attacky yet.
It obviously what looks you predatorial. Do, what? You just said that.
No, it hasn't pounced at it. What do? You jump? Do you trip on something? What do you do, Thomas?
I don't know. I'm on the floor. I stand up because I'm on the floor. Okay, falling down the stairs.
He stands up, Chelsea. What do you do?
Doesn't he have to roll for that to see if
he stands up. I don't care. He's an elf.
Just I roll one. I just fall over again.
Let him stand up in peace.
No.
We don't have to roll for literally everything, okay?
Okay, since it's a cat. And
it's
I have...
It's like you knew this was gonna happen!
Why? It's not... I'm psychic. I'm an obsessed dragonborn of catnip. I use the catnip on the cat. Should I roll to see if it's effective?
Let's see. Roll to beat a 5.
Just don't roll a 1.
The numbers are too high, aren't they?
Yeah, let's just roll to beat a 5. What did you get?
I got a freaking 2.
I thought you didn't get a 1. So the cat just kind of sneezes and looks at you funny like, what the crap, dude?
Please, cat, don't kill me. I have got all this stuff just for you. Please don't.
So he looked at you like, what the crap, dude? You make me sneeze, man. Except he probably doesn't sound like that. Because he's a cat. He's like,
meow.
So, it's his turn. He attacks.
Why me?
You! All right, Thomas, roll a d20. Ooh. Yeah, he attacks you.
Oh.
What did he get? What did the cat get?
15.
Oh.
One number.
Also, he's a cat, so he's got, like, plus a bajillion attack. No. He's got, like, plus 2 attack or something, because he's a cat. Cats are predators. Okay, he funny. Hits you for 4 points of damage. So you have 17 minus 4. Man, you're getting beat up!
The stairs and the cats hate me.
This cat really doesn't like elves.
Okay.
Okay, so it's your turn now.
Yeah.
That's kind of sad.
Kind of?
He's almost like halfway.
Do you want to take a healing potion?
Yes.
You can do that for an action.
Wait, it's not after you.
Yeah. Okay, gotta go. What am I going to do? I'm gonna stand back and shoot at the cat. And since I'm a shooty person, I'll get like, I don't know, 1 point plus my roll? 18! 18, and the cat rolls...
A one.
Doesn't
even know he's still busy with me.
So I shoot at the cat. The cat looks up and gets shot in the eye. I'm sorry, no, that doesn't happen.
I'm gonna murder you.
No. The cat looks up and gets stuck in the ear. She's like, what? Because, you know, that's really thin. It's painful because it's on the ear, but it's not severe.
I better find a healing potion soon or I'm going to steal it from
him. It's not severe. It's just the cat gets like minus 1 point of health, but it's really painful. Thomas, your turn.
I notice the cat and then take a healing potion.
So you didn't notice the cat before?
No.
Dang! What kind of fighter do we have?
Totally oblivious, all obsessed with his muscles. I bet he stole one of the, like, the mirrors from, like, the top room, like, yes.
You guys are gonna be battling in the background.
Watch me flex.
Okay, Chelsea, you wanna try the catnip again?
Wait, okay, so he took his potion. How? He went back up to, like, 20 because he had 18.
He had 13, so that'd be perfect!
I know.
Okay, I'm gonna roll to try and
You're gonna beat a 2, because I rolled a 2 this time.
If I get a 1, I'm going to hate myself.
Let's say you add, I give you my lucky scarf and you add 1 to your roll.
I get like 2. Okay, so I'm gonna use the catnip on the cat once again.
Thank goodness. 8.
It's actually effective this time.
So the cat, somehow, his pupils get even bigger, and he just flops to the ground and starts purring. And he picks you up in his mouth gently, just like, this is mine.
Yay!
Now.
I'm like your cat.
You officially tamed him! Finally! And the fight is over!
After I used my healing potion and...
That was so sad!
Regret. Okay, so Richard, his name is Richard, and he's now part of our party.
Yay!
Finally.
And I take it you give him the collar and the hat and bow tie.
Yeah, so I'm going to erase those two things. Am I out of catnip now?
You have a tiny bit left.
Okay. So,
put catnip, but in parentheses, only a tiny bit. So you can give him a treat from time to time. Just like little sprinkle bits.
Okay, so I can get him high.
No! Yes! Ugh, dang it!
Just get him high randomly, like little bits.
Okay, so you give him the collar, yeah, and he's just like,
it's already, hello.
Hello, I am it's me. Richard.
You know, okay, I
Richard,
would show
the
you.
Fancy cat.
I drew him in here.
Whose turn is it?
The fight's over.
Yeah, okay. So what do we do now?
Oh, this is my character. This is what he looks like.
Okay.
He's not wearing a shirt!
He doesn't
just has
need,
that cloak!
He doesn't need a shirt, he's wearing a cloak.
Yeah, but all his pockets rubbed against...
He's a dragonborn, he doesn't need...
So yeah, you guys are in the second top floor of the highest tower. What do you want to do? Chelsea knows what to do. Thomas, what do you want to do?
I will explore the room.
You want to explore the room?
Yeah.
There is a couple pots unsmashable. No.
Okay.
Aren't they too big to smash?
That too. There's a piece of string just kind of casually laying there. There's a cat bed.
Yay.
There's some cat food.
Just wondering.
Hey, do you want to pick up the cat food?
I was wondering.
Nudge, nudge.
Hey, I have like 3 slots and I'm wondering if I can take, okay, first of all, there's obviously cat food. Can I take that? And second of all, does it have any toys that I can take with me?
There is.
Just to entertain the darn thing, because
there
it's gonna
is
get
just
bored.
One of those. Mouse toys.
And there's a ball of string, you said.
Yeah, there's just a little bit of string. Yeah.
A little bit of string.
There's some string and a cat toy.
Can I take mouse those toy. Things?
Yes, you can.
Okay, so cat food. All of my stuff is going to just be filled with stuff for my cat. I'm not even going to even pay attention to myself.
Same.
You're gonna be like half dead. Cat.
How about it's in one slot, cat food and toy? Or it doesn't need to be a separate slot?
Cat food is separate slots.
Okay. Cat food. It's like catnip, cat food, cat toy. Invisible potion.
Is a potion invisible? You also have 1 slot left.
I do. It's up here, but I may as well put it right there because there was these 2 slots. You want whatever. You get my logic
okay.
Later.
I need to figure out how to share this with my mom. So you guys...
Okay, so I've equipped the cat with the translating collar and the bow tie... And hat. Okay, so what are you doing with,
So basically, it's his cat's room, and you stole his cat.
My cat now. My cat. Mine.
Richard is perfectly fine, because...
Richard is mine?
Dark Wizard Dorkman never paid attention to him.
He's super fancy. Apparently he's class first, which means he's
first
class.
All right. So you guys want to go down to the first floor? Hint, hint, nudge, nudge.
That
yeah, I'm gonna ride the cat. If any of you want to ride with,
I'll go with
I'm
it.
Jumping on with you.
Okay.
The cat seems amused.
Yay! Good because I'm not dealing with it kicking me off because it's my cat. My cat now. It's not a horse, but still.
All right. So you guys go down the first floor and you find a bunch of skeletons and they're like, "Hello, how may I help you?" And they have an Australian accent, not whatever the heck I just did.
Oh, hey, mate.
Yeah, but they're really polite and
you know,
kind.
Mate, so they're like Canadian Australians.
Yeah! Canadian Australian skeletons. They're magical. Do you want to ask them where you could possibly, you know, get bigger?
Yes.
Yeah.
Can I ask where the wizard is?
Yes, you can.
Like, I know that's going to be good for future reference, but yeah, those are like the 2 top priorities, finding that darn wizard. You darn wizard! You darn wizard.
So, one of the skeletons said, "Our master is no longer in this castle, and we cannot sense where he is, unfortunately. But we
this
can
is Princess
tell-
Peach all over again.
We can tell he is far away.
Princess Peach!"
And then, let's say Fitz asks where we can make ourselves bigger again, and they're like, "Oh, you want to go to the alchemical room in the basement." It gives you instructions on how to get
there. Great place to put all your stuff. In the basement.
Yeah.
In the basement.
You know? Yeah. Okay.
Anyway, so we go down there.
Moist basement.
First thing you go down there and you see a giant rat. But it's not really giant, it's normal rat sized. And the rat freaks out and runs away because you have a cat with you.
Meow. Wait, would the cat freak out and want to get the mouse?
Well,
is it still high on catnip?
Yeah, I think he is. So, there's a slight detour from you guys and your progress towards getting bigger as Richard chases the rat around and eventually tires. You take a short break. Let's say, oh, Thomas doesn't need to heal.
I just thought of something. You know how cats, like, kill stuff and bring it to you as, like, gifts?
Oh, no.
Imagine it, like, killing some sort of, like, magical phoenix or, like, enchanted, like, what's it called? Animals. And just bringing those to my doorstep, like, hi! Oh, no.
Oh, my gosh.
That's gonna be evil. I love Richard, but please, no.
He's too dignified for that, Chelsea.
He's first class, of course.
He's class first.
Okay. He's class first.
So you guys make your way through this really creepy, dark, moist basement.
Moist.
And then you turn a corner and you see this really unusually long hallway. Paz doesn't know about this. This hasn't happened yet. It's a really long
I don't know a thing.
Hallway. And it's like suspiciously long. You get the weird creep heebie-jeebies from this hallway.
Horror movie cliche. Yes. Super long hallway.
Flickering lights. And at the end of it, there's an iron door.
Uh-huh.
What do you guys want to do?
I know what to do, but I'm not allowed to tell.
Wait, is the lock on the iron door towards us or away from us?
You can't tell. It's too far away.
Okay. Go to the iron door.
Meaning, I have no idea.
I'm going.
Thomas wants to walk down the hall.
I'm going to stay back on hope that my cat will come back. Because it's got that's after the rat, so I'm gonna stay just back.
So Thomas walks down the hall.
Thank you for conveniently losing my cat.
Family connections, I stay back with you. So Thomas walks.
You're the buff guy. You're supposed to be strong. Do it. Can I push him?
Just push him. It's like he's like, wait, quarter way down the hall. You push him and run back.
I'm gonna roll him for strength. Can I roll for strength to see how
far okay, I can Thomas push him? Has to roll too then.
Okay, so it's +5, right? Or
yeah, but you both are +5.
Yeah, I know that.
Let's say Thomas is +1 because he's a fighter.
Okay.
2.
Yeah, I got 12.
You're talking about, that was
a 20. He lands 20. On his face.
He got a 1.
Thomas, those rules didn't count, fortunately. So yeah, you fall on your face. And
you don't, no, let's say he didn't.
He doesn't even notice.
He's just too buff. He's just too much muscle in that face.
He doesn't notice someone pushed him. He just thought he tripped. So he stands back up. About halfway down the hall, Thomas, you hear this hissing sound. And suddenly, the hall was filled with a poisonous gas.
Put on the gas mask.
And you pass out. The hall clears up eventually. Fitz and Topaz manage to make our way to the hall, and we're like, oh no! He's passed out! Whatever could it be?
The barbarian trap-finding technique. You grab the rogue and throw him at the door. He'll find all the traps.
Oh, that's beautiful, but no!
She's the rogue!
That is what you did!
She's the rogue!
She's the rogue!
So it's like the other way around!
I threw the fighter, not the rogue!
Preservationist way of trapping you, throw someone else out the door.
What's funny is conveniently, I'm a dragonborn that's green, so I'm a.
Conveniently!
So I have the ability to resist poison things because I am a poison dragon.
Like, this poison isn't that concentrated either, so you're perfectly fine and dandy.
So I'd be completely okay with it. I just wanted to throw you in.
Except Paz didn't know. You knew, though.
No, I had to act as if I didn't know anything, even though I completely knew. The problem of playing. Now, this is where the point where everything sort of got awkward and sort of stopped in the actual game. So far, I don't know anything else. So don't worry, I'm not going to throw you under the bus again.
You think.
Maybe. I don't know.
Bus, you're not going to throw him under.
I'm not going to throw you under the door.
You're not going to throw me into the poisonous gas.
Yes.
Well, Stop. That's debatable.
No, no. You're not going to throw him under the death from above trap.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Actually, there might be buses. Who knows?
Wait, do we come back after he's passed out so the gas has been able to...
The gas has dispersed. Let's say, since you're a poison dragon, you can smell hints of poison. You're like, oh, no.
How poison. Could I possibly have known?
So, me and Richard stay back, since Richard does not resist poison.
He doesn't resist anything. He's just a fluffy fluff fluff, and he's already as high as it gets, so we don't want that anymore. He's okay. Still on his catnip. Okay, I'm gonna hand... Oh, wait. Who has a rope?
No one does.
He has an extendable ladder.
I do have an extendable ladder. Hey! How about you drag him back over here, drag Candace over here, and...
Pandoran. I don't know how strong Pandoran. I am, and I don't know how buff he is, so he could be like a giant ton.
Roll. 15. Yeah, you drag him back. You drag him back! He's not as heavy as he looks. You drag him back. I steal his gas mask.
I'm not fat, I'm just muscular.
I wonder if he can still, like, step on snow, or will he slightly go down? Just wondering. Okay, I'm going to drag him back, and if the gas comes through again, it doesn't matter because I have some form of resistance against it.
The gas comes back. You're like, whatever. Screw you, gas.
You can put my gas mask on.
No, I steal your gas mask.
No.
No, we have the way. You're not even near him. I have
to. You drag him back!
Wait, does this mean he's like extra poison? What kind of poison is this?
It's just poison gas! It's not really that strong.
Like, would it give him a headache? Would it make him drowsy? Would it make him dizzy? Would it make him loopy? Would it make him act as if he just got his teeth pulled?
Out.
Laughing gas.
Yes!
Everywhere. Super loopy. Can't do a thing.
He passed out, so...
Hello. Look at my...
I steal his mask, but I make you steal it for me because you're the thief rogue.
He's unconscious. You take it off of him.
Oh, yeah. I can just do that! He's unconscious!
What? So, somebody grab a bucket of water and splash him.
Yeah, you should leave Richard so he can protect him. Protect him.
Protect him. When he wakes up, he's like...
Does nibble marks on
him? Nom, nom, nom,
nom. He's got cat fur all over. Surprisingly, he's allergic.
Can he roll to see if he's allergic?
Yes.
Roll.
Okay, roll a d4. No, roll a d this one, and if you get below a 5 or below...
This one?
A 6 or below. D20.
D20?
Okay. 6 or below, you're allergic. Okay, you're not allergic. There we go. You got cat fur all over you, though, because it tickles your nose and you sneeze a little bit. And you notice that your gas mask is gone, and I'm wearing it.
What? What? Do you figure this out? Just wondering. These are you, like, the dumb muscle head type of person?
No, I figured this out.
And you find in your place a potion, a poison immunity potion.
Oh, as a replacement?
Yeah, which lasts 5 minutes.
Everything seems to last 5 minutes.
5 minutes is 10 minutes.
The only thing that doesn't last 20 minutes is my ego.
That's immortal.
Okay, so we...
You see the hole filled with gas. You can't see us because we've gotten all the way to the other end.
Okay, so I'm a rogue. I need to figure out how to open up the door.
Ladder!
Okay, so you use the ladder, I climb up it, and there is a key thing, right?
Yeah.
According to last time. Should I roll to see if I can...
Roll to beat.
That was a 1. That's a 2. No, I'm not beating a 20. How am I supposed to do that?
Roll to beat a 4.
If I get lower than that, I'm going to look at this thing for like 5 minutes before crushing it. Those dice don't like me.
These are the dice that you can't crush.
You can if you try. Really hard.
Just stick it in the fireplace. Like pretend you thought they were marshmallows. Okay, that wasn't a roll.
Yay! 11. You unpick the lock. Paz and Fitz step into a room, and Candace is at the other side of the hallway and can't see us through the smoke.
Okay.
Candoran.
Candace. It is now canon that Fitz and Paz call him anything but his actual name.
What was your name again?
Close.
Catnip? No, it was Candoran.
Yes.
Oh, Cadence, that's right.
Okay, so we walk into a room. It is a room full of weird magical crap. I was like, those bottles that are like spirally with Thank the bubbly goodness, and the
Richard
smoke.
Is not in this room.
Yeah.
Just push everything off.
Ooh, this break.
There's
this break.
All sorts of glowing liquids. Some are bubbly, some are not, some are melting through the table. Really should clean up this mess. We find a bottle full of recipes. One of the recipes is for a spell to make something grow.
That's what she said. My jokes are getting worse. I'm sorry. This is what happens.
Okay. So, do we make the potion for getting bigger? Yes. Yes, we do. How many do we make? 1, 2, 3, 4.
We make 4. 1 for Richard.
Yes.
I want a giant cat.
4 potions. 4 beautiful spells of potion.
Should we? Is there a way to turn off the gas so that we can walk through without any problem? You know, like...
You're a poison!
No, for you! So you don't have that weird mask on. Just walk through epically really slowly as gas fills behind us. Could you guys move faster? No, it looks cool this way.
Okay, we turn off the gas. The gas isn't working anymore.
Okay, so okay. All of us are gonna get big. You and me are going to get to normal size, and can we just, like, pretend crush him? Because so far, he's just been batted around. That's his thing. He's been pushed downstairs. He's been, like, murdered by a cat.
He's been abused.
I step on him, but really lightly.
I push
him. And he
up.
Dies.
No. I step on 20. Him, but really lightly.
20.
I push you back up, see if I can get that.
You got a 7. Okay. So I pretend crush him, and he doesn't succeed in pushing me off. And I get a little laugh out of that, and then I give him the potion, and then I give- Then you give Richard the potion, don't you? Richard's your cat. So everyone's big and back to normal, but we have no idea where the wizard is, so we still need to finish this gosh darn quest!
Can I ugly sob again?
Yes.
She rolls out with ugly sob, you roll a 1, she sobs it normally.
I got a 5, dang it.
You ugly sob, but it's like in a really dainty way.
You do realize Paz is a dude, right? Dainty.
Yeah.
Then again, my character is constantly mistaken for a girl. I've already told you about this. Seriously, I showed my sister and I showed Abby my character.
They both
and
they're
like,
girl.
Oh, she's so cute. And I'm like, it's a boy. It's a boy. It's a boy. And they're like, oh.
Trust me, a girl would be wearing a shirt under that cloak.
Well, dragons shouldn't have these things anyway. They're a pain as humans. Okay, let's continue.
Do we want to explore the place further?
Let's raid the place. Let's raid it. Now that we're bigger, let's raid it. And let's be jerks to
No,
I'm just kidding.
Oh, also, I gave you back my gas mask, by the way.
My gas mask?
I gave you back your gas mask. Fine. I'm not a mean person. Jeez.
I really just, for fun, I just want to use my invisibility potion and then be a jerk to everyone in the castle.
Do you want to do that?
No, because it wastes it and I want to save it for Wizard McDorkman.
And be a jerk to him?
Yes. Okay, what's funny is I'm going to be really nice to, like, really creepy, really weird, really exotic animals, and then I'm going to be a complete and utter jerk when it comes to actual humans. Or at least normal people, apparently.
Normal.
That's why I'm such a jerk to him. And you're my cousin, so I can't be mean to you.
I'm not a normal person, though. I'm a huge, muscular elf.
Gives me more reason to pick on you.
Okay, so, guys. First floor is nothing really but, like, servants' quarters. The skeletons don't really do that sort of thing, like eating and sleeping, since they're magical. So
can we just take them?
There's nothing in the servants' quarters. What?
I want to take them, like the actual skeletons. I want to take them. I want them to be mine.
Okay, so if rats
okay,
will follow the Pied Piper, what will skeletons follow? A drummer?
They'll follow my cat meowing.
A xylophone.
Yeah, somebody playing a xylophone. There you go.
Xylophone.
Or a trombone. You want to take a skeleton.
I wonder if they'll be entranced by catnip. Just how high do I have to roll?
Fine.
4.
She didn't get it, yes!
Can I roll again?
Wait, but you're a thief, that means you would have- Dang it!
How much of an advantage do I have?
I don't know, you're a thief, you get it. Just take the stupid skeleton.
Yay, the skeletons are
all- Put a skeleton servant in your inventory.
Wait. Can I go back into the downstairs area, the basement, find a bunch of tiny making potion and make all of the skeletons tiny. Let me do it. I want to make all of them tiny. Can I roll to see if I can do it? Make it possible. Roll. I got a 15. I get to shrink them all down and put them in my inventory.
You have a staff of skeleton, tiny skeleton servants. Put down staff of tiny skeleton servants. Think of all the bone guns.
Okay, so apparently my inventory is full.
You just have a bunch of cat crap. Okay, and some
so it's
skeletons.
Like, this is how it goes. Staff of tiny skeleton servants, catnip, cat food, cat toy, invisible potion.
You know what your priorities are.
I know what my priorities are.
So that's just the first floor. Okay, on the second floor, there's a little bit of gold. Let's see, there's
mine.
5 billion gold. No, actually, this guy took all his gold with him. There's 12 bronze coins, 3 silver, and 15 magical dollar slips. I roll! See if I can find a thing. I got a 16.
That's
okay, I find Dark Wizard Dorkman. I find his mom's, like, tracking device for him. He has a tracking device, and his mom left it at his house. This tracking device shows where he is at, and he is, in fact, not that far away. He has a secret room in his room. His master bedroom, which we didn't bother to look at. It's not actually that secret.
Once you said master bedroom, and I'm like, what the heck?
You know, like, the main bedroom of the house. It's the master bedroom.
How lonely is this guy?
Really?
With a name like Dorkman, how lonely do you think he is?
No wonder why he's attacking people. No chicks will go out with him. It's like Ice King all over again.
He's thinking maybe if he plays the bad guy, he'll get that bad boy rep, which chicks supposedly dig, but don't just kind of look at him like, you're a dork, ma'am.
He never did anything. He just got this rep.
Okay, so I go to find Dorkman. Do I take anyone with me? Also, Richard is no longer high off catnip. It's been long enough.
All right. That was only a joke. I didn't expect you to actually support that for so long.
Do you go with me? Hey, Candace, do you go with me?
Well, I'm going on the cat.
I'm by my right name.
Candace!
And close enough.
Car door!
Who would name their kid Car door? Then again, who would name their kid Dorkman?
Dorkman. Hey, Car door is as close as I've ever gotten in my life, okay?
I don't know how to say his name, period, so Cadence, get back here.
Car door, come over here, please!
Double door.
Can door and.
I'm gonna join you on Richard and we're gonna find Dorkman!
Are we gonna go through any woods?
We're in the same castle!
We're obviously gonna leave the castle to get to the other guy. How
He's
far
in
away?
The same castle! How he was the in heck? The master bedroom!
How the heck? How
Because
the heck?
Those skeletons are so freaking incompetent!
That's why I'm keeping them.
It's far away for them!
I'm just gonna name them Papyrus, Papyrus Junior, Papyrus Senior, Papyrus.
Sand. Do we burst in the master bedroom? Do we walk in casually? Do we sneak in? Do we climb into a window?
I'll be a distraction.
Also, he has windows facing into the hallway. Because that's just so extra.
So extra.
I'll be a distraction. I'll break through the window and you guys can go through the front door.
Pretend to be pictures in the window panes.
Yes, because that works. That totally works. I definitely I look so beautiful. I can totally fit.
Mr. C bursts into the window. In the hallway. The window facing the hallway. He bursts through that window. And Dorkman is surprised. He's like, what on earth? I thought I shrunk you! And then we, the two dragonborn, large creatures of tallness, and this huge cat who can barely fit through that door, somehow sneak in. Just gonna make it happen because it's funny. Somehow sneak in without him noticing because he's too focused on
me crashing through the window and just standing there. Hey guys. Going.
Not through the door, the window. I sneak behind
Shouldn't you take-
Dorkman and I zap him with my lightning breath. Go, bah! Yes!
Yes! Roll to see how much damage that gives you.
That's my roll. So yeah, I get him and I shoot him with 3 points of damage, but he's also shocked.
Okay, do we have to kill him? He seems like he's got a few mommy issues. I don't want to kill
him
without some resolve there.
We can tie him up, Ruck. There's a rope outside the hall.
Since when?
Since right now.
It's just, sudden rope.
It's called GM magic.
Also, while he's shocked, I push him down into the ground.
But he's shocked, get it?
Mm-hmm.
He's tied up with a rope. He can't move. Let's just take him back to the magical whatever made us go out here. And what's they're surprised.
What's the bet we were recruited by his mother? She forgot where the thing
no,
was.
No. He stole the tracking device. Chelsea, so roll a d20. Find them.
3.
It's his mom. Yeah, we take Dorkman back to the magical magical adventurer guild. Yay! This is finally over.
Do we get paid?
We get paid.
I'll let you make a random.
Let's say we get paid 100 gold each.
You get 3 copper pieces because she's cheap and Chate pays you babysitter wages.
50 gold each.
What's funny is I actually know how that feels.
Okay.
So you should have a total of 30 magic dollars.
Yes.
We win and that is the end. We can be done.